Welcome to the Scrum.org Community Podcast, a podcast from the home of Scrum. In this podcast, we feature professional Scrum trainers and other Scrum practitioners sharing their stories and experiences to help learn from the experience of others. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, and welcome to the Scrum.org Community Podcast. I'm your host, Dave West here, CEO here at Scrum.org. Today's podcast is going to be focused on a success story about Scrum, about professional Scrum. It's actually going to be about an organization called Easy Software, which sounds like a contradiction. My experience with software is it's never easy, but maybe they're changing the paradigm there. And I'm very fortunate to be joined by two people from Easy and one of our professional Scrum trainers that have been working with them. I'd like to welcome to the podcast Philip, CEO of Easy Software, Jan, the product owner there at Easy Software, and Karel, one of our professional Scrum trainers. Welcome to the podcast, gentlemen.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
It's great to have you all here, and you're speaking to us from one of my favorite cities, Prague, which is a beautiful, beautiful, amazing city with an amazing, vibrant software and process community. So it's great that you could find the time to talk to us. Okay, so let's get to the meat of the story. Maybe we'll start with you, Philip, talking a little about who Easy Software is.
Okay, thanks, Dave. My name is Philip, and I am founder and CEO of Easy Software. And our story begins almost 20 years ago. I was attendee of intensive one-week course about project management, and maybe it's strange, but I fell in love with project management because I had strong inner insight that doing things in the right way make us more productive, and what is even more important, right project management can make us more satisfied and happier in our daily life. So 2007, we started selling project management software. Later, we went with Easy Redmine, which is our product name, to international market successfully. Our main market is Western Europe, but we have also presence in the USA, Japan, and other countries, around 80 countries in total. So now we are a stable mid-sized company with no investors. We have around 100 people on board, representing 12 different nations. And our focus is work and project management software.
That sounds super, super interesting. So, and the majority of your customers in the agile space, in the hybrid space, in the traditional space, Philip, or, you know, what are your customers using your products for? And actually, maybe Jan, you want to start talking a little about that?
Yeah, I think that Gartner would describe us as adaptive and project management company or collaborative work management company. So we see all three: waterfall, agile, and processes, and all of these three approaches or decision-making, say, frameworks we want to accommodate into one software. Obviously, for larger companies, it would be more project-oriented. Maybe PMO would be our typical client. For smaller companies, we would be a backbone for many company processes and work management, ranging from hiring to support.
Excellent. Thank you, Jan. So, okay. So the reason why you're on this call, though, isn't just to talk about Redmine. Okay, so the genesis of this podcast was actually a press release that I read that described how Easy Software worked with 200 Scrum teams. I always like anything that says 200 Scrum teams to deliver more valuable Scrum boards with your tool Redmine. So, yeah, and you're the product owner for that tool, Redmine. So, can you give us a little bit of background about a little bit more context about this press release and the situation you're in?
So we've known Karel, Scrum trainer, for several years, and we worked with him already before. And we realized there is not really a tool that would be perfect for Karel to recommend on his training. At the same time, we felt like our product is missing some capabilities in the agile arena. And that's how our partnership started. And we engaged with Karel on the series of discovery workshops. And that's actually how our collaboration started and how the Scrum boards that the article that you mentioned are about.
And let me see if I get this right. So you use Scrum on Scrum to do Scrum boards. It all gets a little bit sort of turtles all the way down, right? But so ultimately, you worked with Karel to set that initial product backlog with those discovery workshops, and then you incrementally release features to a bunch of Scrum teams all around the world and got that feedback. Can you talk a little bit about how that worked in reality in your situation?
Exactly. So the Scrum boards basically consist of the backlog, the review and planning, and finally the team board. And as we work on these three separate boards, we were gradually releasing them, each of them separately. So thanks to Karel's knowledge, we described the backlog into three sections. The inbox, where the product owner can manage whatever is coming into his work, and can make a decision. Maybe it's not really something that he wants to spend time on, and therefore there is a trash bin. Or he can continue with the process and move the item to the to refine, or when it's refined, to another section which is called refined. So that was the first thing that we released, the first thing that we used to prioritize the future work on this product. It was important for us to see the use cases of the Scrum. So we focused on review and planning. Sometimes these meetings are just next to each other in the calendar. And it's important to see the backlog within those. So a refined section of the backlog is reflected for our sprint planning, which makes it super easy to plan. And finally, the team board, where all the daily collaboration happens, where Karel instructed us to really visualize the goal of the sprint on a prominent spot. And with little sticky notes, which any team member can put on a board in order to make a note on anything that is happening during the sprint. Because as Karel said, there are not many tools that are this flexible and this easy to use. So these three boards. Mm-hmm.
So let me get this right. So you were, and obviously you shared the boards as you, so it, I mean, it's sort of obvious when you say it, but you shared the boards to use the boards. So could customers actually see the features that you were working on, the capabilities that you were releasing on the Scrum board, on your own Scrum board? Or, you know, or did you sort of like to hide that stuff? How did you work with these Scrum teams?
We released all the three Scrum boards at the same time, let's say at the end. But for us internally, we implemented each of the board incrementally. So our teams first worked with the backlog, then added the planning on top of that. And then finally, there was the inside the sprint collaboration board that was added as the last.
It reminds me, I have an embarrassing admission. I was the RUP, Rational Unified Process product manager. So when you were just starting Easy Software all those many years ago, and Philippe, you'd got into project management by, I don't know, because you were drunk or something. I was the RUP product manager. This was 25, 26 years ago. So a little bit before that. And I remember that one customer asked me, hang on a minute, do you use RUP to develop RUP? And we really didn't, which was very embarrassing. But you actually did use Scrum to develop the Scrum boards.
And they used the Scrum boards to develop the Scrum boards.
I know. That's the reason why it's so awesome. And actually surprising that most organizations don't do it. I understand there's some competitive and you don't want to necessarily tell people that your competitors, the features you're delivering, but it just makes so much sense. So, okay. So you're developing and delivering these boards to the 200 plus teams that are working with you. How's it going?
To be honest, we would like to see more people using that with us. We see a lot of benefits from using the Scrum boards, developers being more engaged. We can track how successful we are at achieving the sprint's goals. We are good. We feel that there is a lot of flexibility when it comes to estimating the items. And internally, yeah, TG Software, we see a lot of benefits from adopting the Scrum boards, and we would like and we are hoping for more clients to take advantage of those benefits as well.
So what is the biggest feature request that people are asking about your Scrum boards now? And not putting you on the spot and saying this is exactly what you're going to build next, but what would be the biggest bit of sort of like, you know, improvement that you're driving these Scrum boards to? What's the big next thing that you're doing?
It's a very good question. So we started with the simplicity. So on a team board, we are currently working with just three columns. Might be a little controversial, but just three columns: to do, work in progress, and done, nothing more. To our idea is to drive the collaboration, basically ask everybody to collaborate, because if it's not done, it's not done. So it's still working work in progress. And I have to admit that some of the clients are not really appreciative of that, because they are used to different tools that allow many columns on the board. So this is something that is controversial for us at the moment. So we will see how it goes. We are currently at just three columns.
I remember I was an analyst at Forrester Research working with Rally Software. And I remember Todd and who else was there? There was a few people in a meeting, and I sat down, and I was an analyst, and you know, I was trying to encourage them to do things to their product, and they had a very similar approach that you're describing. And I tried to explain that they needed to have a very complex workflow expressed, because that's and I remember that Todd, the CTO, returned to me. He just said, look, that's because people aren't really cross-functional working together. They're still in stovepipes, and you want your tool. The tool is encouraging and reinforcing those stovepipes. I know, Karel, you've got a very strong opinion about stovepipes and about workflow inside the team boundary.
So when I started to work with TG Software, I think it was 2 years ago now. We had a first workshop 2 years ago, January, February, something like this. What I really loved that TG Software wanted to take the bold steps and to do things differently. We had a lot of conversations. So there are many agile Scrum boards around. They are all columns and cards, and you have checklists and comments on the cards. You can do that. Everybody does the same. But these do not really promote the team collaboration. Everybody who knows me knows I'm a big fan of Jira. Jira is awesome tool. It promotes everything, but not team collaboration. except for that. Yeah. So when we had the first discovery workshops, user story mapping, and we created the differentiators, one of the differentiators, make it as easy as possible, as simple as possible, but to promote the team collaboration. And the current sprint board, the last I saw, is something between Miro, when you have a large flexibility.
Yeah.
Miro gets as close to physical board as it gets in online, but it has a structure of user stories or backlog items,
yeah,
as we call it, scrum.org, and a very simple sticky with just text and color, which moves from left to right, and that's it. Not all customers appreciate it because they are used with more and more columns. If you rephrase Henry Ford, if I ask my customers what they want, they would want more columns.
But no, I understand that. And so what you're describing there, Karel, is that ultimately, I mean, work does go through many states, obviously, you know. However, that complexity, those states are never really adequately represented in a, you know, a seven stage, you know, board or whatever. So instead, let's keep it simple. Let's keep it where it's really communicating. So that when somebody says, well, it isn't, when they say, why is that not done? I thought it was done. You say, well, it's not done. Because whereas historically we've been able to represent that as, well, it's in that, just that column, just before the final column. And you're like, well, hang on, it doesn't matter if it's in that column or the first column or the third column. We're trying to get this work on. I assume that's what you really mean, Karel, right?
Yes, yes. And the more columns, the more rigid the work becomes. In product development, yes, the work goes through many states, but not always in the same order for all the work. So just having stickies, to do, in progress, done, gives you a large flexibility how you can represent a workflow for every backlog item in a different way and really try to do things in parallel in a collaborative way. I have seen in my career around 100 teams, many of them were using all sorts of tools, Azure DevOps, Jira, Target Process, Trello, Excel sheet, whatnot. And the more columns I saw, the less collaboration I saw in the teams, because the work really became like a production line from left to right. And I usually say this column is actually called not my problem column. Not really.
And that's exactly what my friends at Rally Software were saying when I was an analyst. I mean, I didn't believe them, and I obviously marked them down in the wave that we were doing that. But they were exact. I think that they were onto something. I think they were onto something. So, okay. So you've released this software. It's being used every day. You're getting good feedback from clients. You know. Where are we going? And we're not going to add apparently lots of different columns to your thing, though that is a feature request that's on your backlog. So what's next for Easy Software and Redmine? What's next for you all?
We'd like to continue with the learnings that we got thanks to Karel and the development of the Scrum boards. We'd like to be closer with our clients, moving with a little step forward. After the Scrum boards, we shifted our attention to the implementation of AI. So obviously big topic for all the companies, at least all the companies doing software for project management. And for AI, we are again using the Scrum boards to facilitate the development. And we also got a group of early adopters. We are seeing very early but good feedbacks on the implementation of AI. The priority in the AI arena for us is the security, where we want to build our differentiation on. Philip didn't mention it at the beginning, but we offer not only cloud but also on-premises deployments, and we believe that AI embedded with the project management tool delivered on premises could be a really valuable and good offering, especially for companies who might be facing, let's say, some industrial espionage and who don't want to send their data anywhere and want to have 100% security.
Wow, that's a heck of a topic. You know, cloud is just somebody else's computers, right? I think somebody said that once. But hang on a minute. Let me just. I do want to, as you mentioned, the infamous artificial intelligence, LLMs, generative AI, whatever you want to call it, algorithms, data, intelligently presented, right? So where in the area of AI are you focusing? Because I've spoken to a bunch of project management software companies about their use of AI, and there's many different places. Some people are looking at it in terms of finding holes in project plans and looking for opportunities, you know, particularly in the construction industry is a great example of this. You know, the fact that, you know, concrete's always taken 20%, you know, longer to arrive than it should. So why the heck does your plan still have that, you know, back-to-back critical path? You know, for instance, and I'm just using concrete as an example, I have no idea if concrete is always late or whatever, but so some people are using it like that. Others are people are using it for more population development of plans of work and asking those intelligent questions about, hey, have you thought about this? Hey, did you know this other project over here is doing something similar from the words you're using? Maybe you should talk, you know, whatever. You know, there's many different applications of this kind of large language model kind of AI that's happening. Where's Easy Software using it?
Yeah, we are pursuing three main use cases. First is basically ask a question, but related to a specific collection of resources. So basically being able to connect your web, being able to upload your PDF. So let's say company knowledge, maybe even in a form of knowledge base, and ask specifically for the information that is included there. Second use case is helping with writing. So creating content, maybe editing some spelling mistakes, translating from one language to another. And last one is helping with reading. So summarizing long discussions and descriptions on the issues, on the tasks. That's something where we see the AI at the moment.
Wow, that's awesome. That is really interesting. The future is certainly going to change in the project management and product management space with the application of these intelligent clients. Okay, so thanks for sharing your journey with us. Thanks for sharing your little adventure. Thanks for sharing the use of Scrum on Scrum using Scrum boards, which is still so complicated to say. I'm not going to say it again. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your evening to talk to us. Any last words of wisdom before, you know, to our listeners?
Maybe I would like to say that it's been a great journey for us with Scrum, and with the help of Karel, we were able to improve our internal product development and adoption of the Scrum. And I think Philip can see some benefits coming from it, right?
Yeah, I want to say that Scrum approach is not only for developers. Yeah, then for example, we use principle of reviews for management team as well. And I have to mention that use task management for handling Scrum, because we have used task management for Scrum, and it was more dark Scrum than real Scrum. And we have to change our mindset and approach, and not use tasks or issues, but work really with PBIs and with different life cycle with of items during our work. And it was great mind shift for us, for developers, for product manager, and even for me. So I have to say that I'm very happy to that we start journey to Scrum and later to Scrum Boards. It's endless story to be better and better. And I want to wish success to all other teams and companies to follow this path because it's great.
Okay, you heard it here, right? Maybe software isn't easy, but it's a little easier with a little bit of Scrum. That sounds great. Maybe we should make that our tagline at some point. Well, thank you for listening to today's Scrum.org community podcast. I was your host, Dave West. I was fortunate to be joined with our friends from Easy Software talking a little bit about how they use Scrum themselves to build the Scrum boards on their product Redmine and how they continue to use Scrum to help them deliver a little bit more value to their clients every sprint, every increment, which was great to hear. If you liked what you heard today, please subscribe, share it with your friends, and of course, come back and listen to more interesting stories here on the Scrum.org community podcast. I'm lucky enough to have a variety of guests talking about everything in the area of professional Scrum, product thinking, and of course, Agile. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you, and Scrum on.